You're listening to Cross Currents. I'm Hannah Baba. In February, new express lanes opened up on a highway near Livermore. These express lanes are just like carpool lanes in most ways. They're free for buses, motorcycles, and cars with more than one rider. But there's one key difference. Unlike the carpool lanes we're used to, in an express lane, a single driver can get in too, for a price. Well, today, KALW reporter Eli Wertschafter is traveling around the bay looking at the future of transportation. And there's one thing we can be pretty sure of. We're going to be seeing a lot more of these express lanes. The plan is to deploy 550 miles of them in the Bay Area over the next 20 years. Let's catch up with Eli now in the Far East Bay to find out how commuters feel about the new rules of the road.
So I just got out at the Dublin Pleasanton BART station. That's the end of the line going east.
Exiting the train with me are people coming home from work. They're heading down to the BART parking lot to drive the rest of the way home. And a lot of them are now faced with a choice that a few months ago they didn't have to make. Do they want to pay a toll to get home faster? I head down to the parking lot to find out.
Excuse me, are any of you traveling east on 580? 580 going east?
Finally, one woman stops to talk. She looks exhausted and in a hurry.
Are you going east on 580? Yes, you are. Do you have opinions about the new toll lanes?
I think that they make it worse.
Debbie Hernandez commutes 5 hours a day between San Francisco and Modesto.
And this is the worst commute ever. Ever.
And it's worse than it was before.
It's way worse than it was before. I guess unless you're paying.
New express lanes opened here in February. Hernandez says it's worse now because when the lanes end, there's this big slowdown.
We're sitting here waiting, and these people are paying, and when they get up there, they're bottlenecking it, and we can't get in.
But it's not just the way they're executed. She's outraged by the whole idea of express lanes.
Why do we have to pay? Commuters have to pay for everything. We're the only ones that have to pay for parking. We're the only ones that have to pay for the fast track. We pay the most going over the bridge. Why can't we have a break?
Around this time, I notice a silver-haired man in a blue button-up shirt who stopped nearby. He's kind of watching us out of the corner of his eye. I give him a wave.
We've been talking about the 580 express lanes. Are you interested?
They're worse. It's worse.
It's made it worse?
I think it's made it worse.
I love it.
Okay, now you can talk to him.
Hernandez heads off. The sooner she gets into traffic, the sooner she gets home.
Yeah, I can't pay for it, so yeah. All right.
The silver-haired man is named Philip Dole. He works for Salesforce in the city. The express lane takes at least 40 minutes off his drive home from BART.
To me, it's worth it to get home to my family a little earlier to have a sit-down dinner. So the $3 to $4 that it costs every day, it's not a big deal. Seems like a bridge toll to me.
That toll goes up and down depending on traffic. So to find out what it is this afternoon, I have to get in a car.
Well, listen, do you think it would be all right if I traveled with you and like actually got to see the toll lane?
Sure.
Yeah.
Nice. I get in the car with Philip Dole. He shows me his fancy new fast track pass. It has a little black switch that lets him say how many people are in the car.
Right now I have two people in here, so I can set it to the two. So you're saving me some money today.
Normal carpool lanes are often underused. An express lane still encourages carpooling, but it's like a pressure valve for the rest of traffic. That's why, in most cases, adding an express lane improves commute times for everyone, not just drivers in the fast lane. We get on the highway, and ahead there's a sign with a light-up digital display.
So right now it shows just to go to the next exit is $1.25. You know, obviously, since traffic's moving pretty good, they don't have it quite as expensive as it could potentially be.
The express lane is always supposed to move quickly. The more people use it, the higher the price gets.
We'll go ahead and get in it.
Above the car, a black sensor reads his pass. Compared to the carpool lanes we're used to, it's easier to catch cheaters in an express lane. Somewhere off to our right, Debbie Hernandez is stuck in traffic, and we sail right past.
Yeah, you know, it absolutely kind of brings up a classist feel to it.
Stuart Cohn is the co-founder of the advocacy group Transform.
And there are kind of significant equity questions that we've got to grapple with. And yet the current system is failing everybody.
Express lanes can feel unfair, like there's a fast lane for rich people and traffic for everyone else. But Cohn says that they can actually make the transportation system more equitable. It all depends on how you spend the toll revenue. Part of it has to cover the cost of opening and running the lane, but the rest can be spent improving public transit.
Make sure that that transit service is targeted to the disadvantaged communities that need it the most. Make sure that transit service is affordable.
He says new express lanes could be great for buses in particular. They get in for free, so it's a double win. The toll revenue can make bus service better, and the new lanes can move the buses faster.
It almost becomes like whole new rail lines. In theory, buses would be able to travel very quickly at, say, 60 or 65 miles an hour. You start to emulate BART speeds at that point.
Back on 580, we're coming up on our exit.
All right, so now I'm going to start to get over one lane.
And as we get out of the express lane, yeah, there's that bottleneck that Debbie Hernandez was complaining about. It's not great for Philip DeLay either.
This is probably the most dangerous part of this.
We make it off the highway. Today's ride in the express lane, well, if I hadn't been in the car, would have cost about $4.
You know, I used to go home exhausted. Now I don't, you know, so it's well worth it.
DeLay drops me off at a gas station. I thank him for the ride, and he takes off.
Well, now I'm at an ARCO station in the middle of Livermore, and I've got to figure out how to get home.
I find a bus that'll take me back to BART. It uses the express lane. No traffic.